Cardinals squaring off with the Mets. Tommy Pham ready for this one. We pick things up in the fifth. Scoreless game. Adam Wainwright on the hill facing Michael Conforto.
Conforto with a drive into deep right center. And a long home run, his 16th of the year. And it's 1-0 New York.
One on, nobody out. The pitch, a swing, and a high fly ball. Hit deep to right center field. Back to the track, the wall, a gunner! DeJong, a home run on a 3-2 pitch. And the Cardinals have a 2-1 lead with nobody out in the sixth inning. That's the 10th home run for the rookie.
Even then, it's...
Wainwright with a drive into right center. Watch Sierra run. He can walk home. He is flying around the bases and will score.
He touched home plate.
Before the ball was in the infield.
When the ball hit the cutoff man, he touched home plate.
Tommy Pham. Deep left and a long one. Three-run homer. Oh, wow. Into the second deck. Yeah, that'll get your attention, Mike Matheny, as his eyes even lit up. Wow. 12th home run for Tommy Pham.
The pitch by Cecil. Ground ball to the shortstop. Out at second. The throw to first. Double play and a Redbird winner.
The Cardinals double up the Mets. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after.
He's locked in. He's always competed very well. I mean, just in a really nice spot mechanically and confidence-wise. But he gets into one. It'll go any part of the field. That was a big hit. Same way with DeJong, having a tough night up at that point, striking out twice and then getting up and being able to stay with a good approach. And obviously big at that time, Waino with a big hit. I mean, just a lot of good production when we needed it. And those timely hits, what we always talk about.
What'd you make of Waino's night? At the pitch, had a trouble in like three of the first four, and I guess in the sixth too, some things happened behind.
Yeah, working with a tight zone, I think I was working both sides. And you could see some frustration at times. Pitches he had been accustomed to getting called were sending him into deeper counts, and he had to challenge guys. And but really the damage with the solo homer, then the next solo homer, and then the little league home run after that with a couple errors. That was the damage for him for the night. I thought he did a nice job of maintaining control of his fastball once again. Thought the curveball was exceptional today, and the cutter he was effective with, but. One of those games where he just probably didn't have his best feel, but just fought his way through it.
With Sierra's fielding, is that just kind of the part of the bargain with the young guy?
Yeah, you make a mistake and try to make up for it. Got to have somebody back there, too. And I just didn't think he was prepared for a throw that wild. Waino wasn't. But overall, he's going to be an aggressive player and try to make big things happen, and he's going to more often than not.
The power you've seen from DeJong, does that surprise you at all, or were you expecting that to be a part of this game here right away?
I was hopeful.
Yeah.
I was hoping that it would translate from where it did in spring training even. I mean, watch that exact same stroke, right? Right center and down in Jupiter. And I think that's one of the things that caught our eye was how the ball did jump for him to all fields that anybody in batting practice, even in spring training, can yank balls out of the park. But when you see a guy stay back and take a pitch the other way and with authority, that can sometimes put him in a different category. And he had a big year in Memphis, which is not a hitter-friendly park. And so there was no reason why the power shouldn't translate, and apparently it has.
Adam Wainwright wins his fourth consecutive start, allowing 3 runs, 2 earned, and 5 2/3 innings.
Those situations early in the game, that was probably the game. I mean, Wheeler was throwing a great game on the other side, and they got a couple ducks on the pond, first and third, a couple times there early on. And, the key is getting outs. I mean, that's what Chris Carpenter used to tell me back in the day, just keep getting outs. And, if you're out there pitching, you're like, all right, I have to get a double play ball here. Sometimes the inning compounds and you walk people. And I was just trying to get outs. And I got ahead in the count, luckily, and got some good pitches. And then second time I was able to get the pitcher to pop up. But, their lineup's very tough. Very, very good lineup from top to bottom, especially now that Conforto's back in there. That is a dangerous, dangerous lineup.
How'd you feel like your stuff was today?
Just average, just okay. Location was okay, but not great. The home run to Duda was a pitch I thought was a lot more in than it actually was. I went back and looked at right behind the catcher, and it was probably about more middle than I wanted it, for sure. But him and Conforto, those guys have got some power. I mean, Cespedes, Bruce, they've got a bunch of guys, and Granderson was on the bench. They got a bunch of guys that can hit a home run a long way, so you just got to make good pitches.
Contributing with your bat tonight as well, a big part of that rally.
Yeah, that was big for us. And, you know, the inning started there with Yadier getting the infield hitting, but then Dionne putting just a great swing. He just continues to impress us. But anytime a pitcher can do something offensively to help the team, the odds of you winning go statistically way, way up.
Someone's going to point out that that was an extra base hit from the right side of the plate, not both sides like Lance had done.
Yeah, I just need one side. One side's good, you know. If you can handle one side, you don't need two sides.
So that's true.
Yeah.
You talk about you guys helping yourself at the plate. Your team has been among the most productive pitcher-wise in terms of hitting. Is that seems to be a point.
Yeah,
of
we take. Yeah, we take a lot. We take a lot of pride in that. We work on it constantly. We work on driving the ball. We work on getting our bunts down and work on hitting the ball on the ground, opposite field when we need to, and do all the kind of stuff that when the situation arises, you're prepared for and ready for it. But, you know, every now and then you got to drive a ball. And that's something our pitchers have been doing this year.
Tommy Pham belted his 12th home run of the season in the win he spoke after.
I'm just looking to hit the ball hard. You know, swing at strikes and hit the ball hard. You know, that whole inning started from Yachty hustling out of the box and making something happen for us. Then Carp was down 0-2, and he battled back and he got a walk. Like, those two things right there was the ball game. You know, so I don't, you know, that shouldn't go overlooked.
You're always, I mean, but still, there was also your home run, Dionne's home run.
Yeah.
Your home run was a big part of it.
I don't know. I'm disappointed. They Statcast, man, that's crazy.
They said 4:30, apparently, according to Cardinals PR.
I'm going
to
measure it somehow.
I thought it was like 4:50.
I know. That would have made me feel, you know. Second deck's only 4:30 left. That was left center. Man, that's. I guess I need to lift tomorrow.
Jeez.
And then your last at bat, you had a great night, big win. But that shows how you take every at bat seriously. Frustration, you hear something in the helmet. You take every at bat like it could be your last. Don't
you? Yeah, I mean, you don't want to. At the end of the year, you want to look back and say, you know, I didn't give away no at bats. You know, he made some really good pitches on me. I felt like the one good pitch I had, you know, I took it. And you know, in that situation right there, you know, I have to be better.
Up next, the series against the Mets continues on Tuesday with Michael Wacha on the Hill.